Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jimmy Moore. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Grimes. Batting seventh. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Rip Collins. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Wahlberg covering, for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Levy can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-1 in the game. Heving hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Williams. Collins moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and has Collins trapped. There's the throw to Bishop, who throws back to Dykes, who tags Collins for the out. Schult moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Burns reaches second base with a double. Schult scores. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 1, Browns, 1. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bishop can't make a play. That's a base hit. Burns scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goslin. The throw from Heving and he is safe. Goslin steals second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Fox reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kress. Miller reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's Athletics, 2, Browns, 2. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Bango and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Miller scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kress. Williams reaches second base with a double. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Lefty Stewart now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melillo moves to second. Benny Bango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bango is 0-for-1 in the game. Bango hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Grimes moves to second. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebbing strikes out. One out. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Moore reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-2 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burns bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Kress reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0 for 2 in the game. Bengo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grimes moves to third. Larry Betancourt pinch hits for Jim Levy. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Betancourt now playing right field. Red Kress now playing shortstop. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 3 in the game. Heving hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 3 in the game. Schultz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stewart moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burns bunts towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stewart moves to third. Schult moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stewart scores. Schult scores. Burns moves to second. It's Athletics, 5, Browns, 5. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kress bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to third. Goslin moves to second. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Melillo is walked intentionally. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Grimes hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns scores. 2 outs. It's 6-5, Browns. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 5. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 1 in the game. Betancourt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stewart bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Betancourt moves to second. 1 out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Betancourt scores. Schult moves to second. It's 7-5, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schult scores. Burns moves to second. It's 8-5, Browns. George Earnshaw now pitching. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's 9-5, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goslin moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.